Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Cullerton, stepping in for Joe Lynham today. Now, Dash Leaders has announced the official launch of its leadership development platform, introducing a fresh and practical approach designed to accelerate performance through edutainment. And with me in studio here is Maria Langan, who is founder and CEO. First of all, Maria, I'm a big fan of edutainment. It's a combination of education and entertainment. But what does this mean in practice for your users?
Yeah, good morning, Susan, and thanks for having us. So, yeah, as you mentioned, Dash Leaders offers a fresh, practical approach to leadership development. So our purpose-built platform helps organisations develop their high-potential leaders at scale. So at its core is our proven Dash framework, Drive, Ability, Social Skills and Happiness.
And of course, that's an acronym then,
D-A-S-H, that's an acronym for Dash.
That's you've just walked us through.
Mm-hmm. So Dash brings together all the core components of being an effective leader.
And Maria, when I think of tailored leadership and I think of scale, I think how do you do both at the same time?
Yeah, so we very much complement traditional leadership development. We offer a fresh approach, as I mentioned. So, modern leaders are operating in increasingly fast-paced, high-pressured environments.
That's for sure.
And Dash was very much based on my own leadership journey, leading at pace, under pressure. I started my career in media trajectory, going from media planner in an ad agency, developing up to commercial director. And it was 2015 when the catalyst for this really arose, but I was catapulted into a CEO position at a young enough age as a leader. And I moved over to APAC, working for a company, an Irish telecommunications company called Digicel. And I founded Trend Media Pacific, which was a media house under the Digicel organisation. And what happened to me in Digicel was that it was a very challenging role. I had to learn on my feet very fast. And I sank, to be honest, Susan. I sank pretty quickly and I struggled. I was sent on a week-long leadership development program at Wharton, an executive leadership program. All the leaders of Digicel were sent and it was fantastic. We had the best academia in the world. After the week, I came back to the market where I was working, which was actually Papua New Guinea at the time. And I had nothing practical to apply to the business. And I felt I'm just after doing this incredible leadership program. But what I need is something tangible, practical and actionable that I can apply to business immediately.
So Dash Leaders actually arose out of your own experience. You wanted to build a solution for a problem you personally had experienced.
Exactly. So I felt that if only there was a central hub that leaders could learn quickly. I didn't have time to do an accredited program or an MBA. I was learning on my feet. It was all very, very fast. It was a challenging reporting line that I was reporting into. I had a very developing team on the ground. I had no network because I was in a foreign environment. So it was all very challenging. And I was like, what do I need to know as a leader? And if only there was a central platform that could, you know, encompass all these components. So I started developing out the Dash framework over a 2-year period. I started stress testing it with, you know, practical experienced leaders. Also, it's backed by leadership science. And over a two-year process, I started really fleshing out and you know, developing this Dash framework, which we believe covers everything you need to know as a leader. And then bringing in my media background, I thought, you know, what if there was an engaging way to do it? What if leadership development could be, you know, really enjoyable to watch and
so consume? Is this primarily video content that one consumes or is there tests or assessments that people need to go through as well?
Yeah. So the Dash experience is designed to be, you know, simple, engaging and practical. So the first thing leaders do when they access our platform is complete an 18 question assessment, which is psychometrically informed. So we've worked with psychometrics experts. I'm actually a practitioner in MBTI, which is Myers-Briggs, and also EQI, which is emotional intelligence. I'm also an executive coach. We've worked with a team of psychometrics experts through our affiliation with PRISM, which is a leadership development agency here in Ireland. And what we developed was the Dash score, which is an insights tool that gives you a leadership snapshot against the 15 categories of the DASH framework. So, you know, the DASH framework encompasses, you know, your drive, which is all about your vision, purpose, resilience, adaptability. Your ability then is all your technical skills to be an effective leader. So everything from sales and marketing, people and culture, finance, strategy and so on. And social skills is your interpersonal strengths. Happiness is all about sustaining performance.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to you this morning, Maria, that is thinking, well, I definitely need either those or else a framework to figure out which of those that I need. So we wish you the very best luck. And of course, you're on a funding journey as well. Best wishes with everything. Thank you very much for joining
Thanks,
me today
Susan,
in studio. Maria Langan, founder and CEO of DASH Leaders.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.